Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. All right, first on the docket, well, Letitia Stauch. Remember, she didn't want to attend her preliminary hearing? Well, the district attorney says no appearance equals waiver of the preliminary hearing. Second, this is why you don't go around looking in other people's windows. The ultimate helicopter mom. This is why we don't talk politics. Send the bill to the county. And then finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And we announced the winner from last week. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. Please hit that subscribe button, and if you haven't already done so, also hit the like button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. All right, before we get to the doc today, a couple of quick announcements. I will be on Profiling Evil at 6 p.m. Mountain Time with Mike King. Always a good conversation with Mike. Hope you'll join us. Also, we have sponsors. And how do we support our sponsors? Well, by supporting our sponsors. And today, it's crimetalkprep.com. Listen, you never know when an emergency is going to take place, whether it be a natural disaster, man-made. You just don't know. The reality of it is you need to be prepared. Well, you can be prepared by going to crimetalkprep.com. And there, you will be able to sign up for a four-week emergency food kit where you'll receive $50 off and free shipping, okay? Some people got all fired up and said, Scott, I can't believe you're doing this. Listen, this is about being a responsible human being. When you take a road trip, you prepare the car. You have things in case your car breaks down on the side of the road. Why would you not be prepared to take care of you and your family? You would. So do it. Go to crimetalkprep.com and you're going to be happy you did. All right. Let's get to the docket today. All right. First on the docket, Letitia Stauch. You know her. She's the woman that's kind of drug her case out for over the last year, year and a half, as it relates to the death of Gannon Stauch. Well, she had a preliminary hearing that was scheduled for both Thursday and Friday of last week. It really only went kind of a day and a half, so to speak. But Letitia Stauch wasn't there. And if you recall what I said, I was very surprised by that. I've never seen that. Of 26 years of practicing criminal defense work, never have I been able to waive my preliminary hearing. Well, the judge apparently was under some misunderstanding who thought that maybe she was quarantined. Then he brought her back, had a further colloquy between Letitia Stauch in the court and determined that she just didn't want to be there. Well, anyway, we'll just leave it at that. Never seen that done before. Not sure why the court allowed that to take place. So the district attorney has filed a motion basically saying, hey, Letitia Stauch didn't appear for her preliminary hearing, and that's a waiver. And the district attorney is right. The preliminary hearing is a critical stage of the proceedings. If you voluntarily absence yourself from that proceeding, guess what? You waive that hearing. So, for example, if you're entitled to a preliminary hearing, you're out on bond, you don't show up, you fail to appear, you don't get your preliminary hearing, you know, a month later or 3 days later or 6 years later when you show up. You waived it. Next thing you do, you're set for an arraignment. And I think the district attorney is correct on this one. Now, the defense attorneys filed a motion. It wasn't really a motion. It was an explanation saying, hey, excuse her because, well, you know, she gets really stressed and her anxiety really gets the best of her. So we think it'd be best if she wasn't in court. Whoa. I cannot believe the attorney stated that. Okay. That may be the reasons why he's requesting it, but show me some law where that is permitted. I think the attorney got it all wrong here. The whole point of going to court is so that you have to deal with the reality of court, right? It's kind of the harassment package, so to speak. You got to take time off work. You got to come out of your cell and go do the unpleasantries of answering the allegations that have been made against you. That's kind of what our system is about. And guess what? The defendant has to be there. I have only seen the situations where a defendant has not been in court at a critical stage of the proceedings only when they have made such a disruption in the court that, well, they've acted up and maybe thrown things and blurted out things and they had to be removed because they've said they weren't going to follow the court's rules of etiquette in the courtroom. Just because you're feeling a little anxiety, that ain't enough. So how does the court get around this and not screw up the record? Well, I think what he says was, hey, she waived her appearance. I took him at a good faith basis. It's probably technically a waiver, but I heard all the evidence that was presented at the preliminary hearing, and I still find that there's probable cause. Move on. Let's get an arraignment date. Let's get a trial date so we can go to trial within 6 months from the date of saying not guilty. People need to stop accommodating Letitia Stauch, okay? Like all things in life, you get more of what you tolerate. Who's running the show? I don't know, but it kind of seems to be Letitia Stauch. All right, now on the docket. This is a story about why you don't go around looking in other people's windows. All right, police officers received a call and they rushed to the 8900 block of Irvington Boulevard in Houston, Texas, after they had reports that shots were fired about 11:30 p.m. on Friday night. Turns out an alleged Peeping Tom was fatally shot by a woman after he reportedly stood outside her bedroom window. When police arrived at the scene, they found the body of a man who had been shot several times lying outside the house. Police say that the woman inside the home claimed to have been frightened when she saw the man looking through her bedroom window. She claimed to have felt in danger, took her rifle, then fired it several times through the wall in self-defense. Now, officers said at least one bullet struck the man in the torso and that he staggered a short distance before he ultimately passed away in the driveway, to be exact. It is not believed that there was any known relationship between the man and the woman who was inside the home. Now, Houston has seen an uptick in violent crimes as of this shooting, with 403 homicides being recorded in the last year. And this is the highest number of homicides in the city since 2005, when they began recording the homicides. And that year it was 377. No charge has been filed against this woman just yet. However, I think the district attorney may be looking at this case rather carefully. Now, certainly if someone had come into the home, in most states, the homeowner could shoot. Now, don't take my word for that. Check with your state before you go shooting people in the house, all right? But the reality of it is, when you're outside, I'm not sure the same castle doctrine, make my day type of defense is necessarily going to apply. But hey, maybe the district attorney will look at it and say the dead guy, well, he deserved to be dead. We'll see. But I think the homeowner may still have some problems headed her way. We will let you know as we follow that case. All right, the ultimate helicopter mom. And this is not in a good way, all right? For those of you who don't know what a helicopter mom is, a helicopter mom is basically a mom that hovers over their children to make sure that nothing goes wrong, that they suffer no bad things in life happening because they're there to take care of things and make it all okay. I think they're also referred to as snowplow moms, where they take away all obstacles in life. Well, this is a mom that took it just a little too far. A woman alerted the Indian Trails Middle School resource department in Florida that her son had been jumped by two other boys, and that, get this, the mother of one of the assailants participated. Now, the report said that the mother grabbed her son by the hair and arm, holding him while the other two kids beat him. Flagler County Sheriff's deputies said Ashley Ruffin allegedly held the victim while her son and another child hit the boy and displayed a taser during the fight. Now, the resource officer met with the suspects and the victim, who said He had been sitting with his friends when the two kids approached him. He said one of them started hitting him and got up and pushed him to the ground. And then the other boy started hitting him. And that's when the friends started coming over to help him. Now, according to this report, the mom has been charged with battery and child abuse. This could be a helicopter mom, or this could be a mom that could live by the motto of a family that does time together stays together. You know, when you represent multiple generations in the jail at a time, they're just getting to spend a little quality time there. That's what this mother is teaching them. Now, no idea what the fight was about, but come on, people. Really? Pick on somebody your own size. All right, this is why we don't talk politics, okay? We have tried to avoid hotbed political issues because when you talk politics, no matter what you say, you're going to offend at least 50% of the audience. Now, we can certainly discuss those all day long. It's funny, one day I get accused of being some right-wing extremist. Then the next day, I'm accused of being some left-wing stereotypical defense attorney. I love it because guess what? I don't fit in either box. Both political parties corrupt. They should both be charged for organized crime. That's exactly what they are. And they are nothing more than money laundering machines to get money to politicians and their family so that they can be paid off. So this applies for both. But this is why we don't talk about it, because everybody has seemed to have lost their mind, including this guy. A Texas man has been arrested after being charged with allegedly murdering a woman and shooting her husband because they supported Joe Biden in last year's election. So on September 8th, the El Paso Police Department SWAT team and detectives arrested Joseph Angel Alvarez nearly a year after Georgette Kaufman was killed and her husband, Daniel Kaufman, was shot. The couple was attacked in their El Paso home on November 14th last year, 1 week after Biden was declared the winner of the 2020 presidential election. At the time, authorities responded to reports of a shooting at the residence. Law enforcement arrived. They found Georgette deceased, while Daniel was suffering from gunshot wounds. Now, Alvarez, 38, is currently incarcerated at the detention center on bond. Well, not on bond, but has a $2 million bond for the murder of Georgette and a $500,000 bond for Daniel's allegations. Needless to say, he's probably not going to make that bond. Now, according to the arrest affidavit, it was reported that Alvarez carried out the crime because of Kaufman's political views. Prior to the attack, Alvarez reportedly wrote an email to the United States military, some sort of branch in the intelligence there in the military, about his extremist religious and political beliefs. And he further identified Memorial Park, where Kaufman's Copper Avenue home was near, as some sort of satanic ritual area where they conduct all sort of black satanic things. The Kaufmans were targeted because of their vote for Biden, and apparently there was a Biden flag in the front of the yard. A doll of Trump was allegedly hanging on the porch as well, and at the time also reportedly had pro-Democratic posters with LGBTQ flags displayed. There are consequences to elections. And normally when there is elections, it's kind of like going to court. There's somebody's going to be happy and there's someone that's going to be unhappy. But you can't go around shooting people, ladies and gentlemen. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure why it took a year to charge this case. I really just don't understand why it took a year. But I don't know. Maybe they had to find somebody else in El Paso County there that wanted to bring the charges. I don't know. A year just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And just imagine if it had been flipped the other way, if they had supported Donald Trump and somebody had shot them, you would want somebody to be prosecuted for that as well. So don't send me all the hate comments, ladies and gentlemen. Really don't care who wins or who loses. Either way, they're both going to screw it up. All right. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about, what was in their background? Now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. All right, next on the docket, send the bill to the county. That's right. We've all heard about Bitcoin. Y'all know how you get Bitcoin. You have to mine it if you don't buy it. But to mine it, you have to run these computers. Apparently, they take a lot of energy because they run 24/7, apparently trying to solve some sort of equation so that you can get a certain number of Bitcoin coins that are now worth, I think, between $45,000 and $52,000 per coin. Well, a Suffolk County IT supervisor by the name of Christopher Naples mined cryptocurrency on the job and ran up at least a $6,000 electric bill in the process. So the mining of cryptocurrency, typically Bitcoin, requires heavy lifting from computers tasked with solving these complex equations. And the prosecutors say the 42-year-old Naples used no fewer than 46 devices hidden throughout the county and even tucked under floorboards. The device belonged to Naples, but they ran on the county's dime, according to the arrest affidavit. Now, the Suffolk County District Attorney, Timothy Sinney, says the estimate of the $6,000 in utility bills is on the low side because that reflects the usage of only the first 10 devices discovered. They had been humming since February. Now, Naples has been charged with public corruption, grand larceny, and computer trespass, and he faces up to 15 years in prison if he's ultimately convicted. It's not exactly clear how much, if any, of the cryptocurrency he managed to collect before his arrest. I think one could argue that the county would be entitled to that money since they're the ones that basically paid for it. You have to admire Mr. Naples' desire here to become rich. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. It's but good initiative, poor judgment. He should have just paid for the electric bill himself at home, but he didn't. He tried to scam somebody at it. It never, ever works. All right, next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant winner from last week. Marina Verbitsky. You recall her. She was pretty overwhelmingly the winner. She's the woman that was running a little late for her plane at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport. And in an attempt to get basically the plane to come back, said that her luggage was on board and that there was a bomb on board. Didn't quite exactly turn out the way Miss Verbitsky was hoping so, because now she has felony charges. Well, Miss Verbitsky, if there's one good thing that can come out of this is, that's right, Crime Talk gear. That's right. That's the good thing that came out of this horrible situation. We're going to send you a mug. We're going to find you. We're going to do it. How are we going to find you? That's right. Go to crimetalksearch.com. Use that background subscription service that we have, and we're going to be able to find out all the information about you so that we can get you this mug. If you want a background subscription service so that you can do a background search on people, maybe find out those people you're dating, maybe the parents of the the kids that your kids are playing with. You know, friends, you just don't get a good feeling about at work. Check them out. Go to crimetalksearch.com. All right. Please meet Kalani Jo Kroll. So police responded to a call about a woman that was acting erratically on the beach at St. Augustine Beach in Florida. That's where Miss Kalani Jo Kroll comes in. She was found in distress and said she needed CPR and other treatment. Police escorted her to an ambulance and Kroll began running around. When asked why people didn't stop her, the police said, well, no crime's been committed at this point. I had no reason to chase her. That was according to Officer Brandon Hand. But as the police report goes on, police and firemen began entering their vehicles to depart the scene. Someone yelled, quote, "She's stealing the truck," end quote. That's right. Ms. Kroll allegedly had opened the door of an unsecured fire engine and got into the driver's seat. The St. Johns County Fire Rescue personnel responded by pulling her from the cab. Ms. Kroll told police that she was not under the influence of any drugs or alcohol, but that she was under the elixir of life. Ms. Kroll was arrested for grand theft auto, a felony, and resisting arrest. She is free after posting a $2,000 bond. Wow. The elixir of life. That's what we're going to have to remember her as when we recap the dumb criminal contestants for next week. The elixir of life. All right, that's all we have for you today. Remember, we'll be meeting on Profiling Evil at 6 p.m. tonight, just for a couple of minutes, and we have our live show tomorrow. And then immediately following that, we'll do our Patreon show. If you are not a Patreon, please do so that you can participate in that second show as well. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.